You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Chat. As always, I'm joined by the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins is here with all the movie news you're going to need. How you doing, sir?
Good. Well, in 2.5 weeks, Ken Burns, an Ann Arbor native and America's most acclaimed documentary filmmaker, I believe. Some might argue that, but I think he's amazing.
If he's not number one, he's right there.
Absolutely. But he's going to be live on stage at the Michigan Theater on Wednesday, April 19th. If you're a Michigan Theater member or a DPT member, you've been a Detroit Public Television member, you've been able to purchase tickets.
But here's the good news.
Yeah, we're going to have some general public tickets available starting tomorrow. So go check it out. If you're a Michigan Theater member, you're going to get better seats. But if you're a general public member, we will have tickets available for you.
And I want you to think about this for a moment. If you just in your own mind were to put together a pricing range for tickets to see somebody like Ken Burns in a venue like the Michigan Theater, I'm going to guess it's not at all what it turns out to be in reality.
Well, that's right. And it's because of the Detroit Public Television and PBS. And they actually don't want you to charge a lot because there's no artist fee. They're sending Ken Burns out, and Ken Burns is coming on his own volition. But there's obviously production costs and those kind of things that we have to cover, so we have a nominal fee for it. But it is a nominal fee for sure.
Exactly. I mean, if you thought you could see Ken Burns for $10, then, well, you're right in the ballpark, and I hope you'll see there.
Absolutely. Now, if you haven't seen Keddy, which is really about kitties or cats, go check it out. It's about the cats that live in the public domain in Turkey, in Istanbul in particular. And people love this movie. You're going to only be able to see it every so often at the Michigan Theater starting on Friday. So it's not playing every day. But go check out our schedule. Same thing with I'm Not Your Negro, which is this really fantastic documentary about James Baldwin.
Haven't met anybody that wasn't dramatically impacted by this movie.
It moved me tremendously. I'm Not Your Negro, again, is playing just occasionally. We've been playing it for weeks and weeks and week now. But if you haven't seen it, go check it out. But check our schedule. Wilson, which we premiered right after the Sundance Film Festival, premiered at the Sundance Film Festival as a special direct from Sundance screening, is now playing a full run. So go check that out. It's a lot of fun. Woody Harrelson plays a charming misanthrope or a human.
In a case of perfect casting.
It really is terrific. And the guy that directed Skeleton Twins, Craig Johnson, directed it. It's based on a graphic novel by Daniel Clowes, who also did the script. So I thought Wilson was a lot of fun. The audience that came right after Sundance really liked it. So come on down. A French-Belgian horror film is also playing, again, on a limited schedule. It's called Raw. And it's gotten excellent reviews. I don't think it's going to be to everyone's taste, but very strong critical reviews.
Yeah, 90% positive reviews on
Absolutely.
That. And that's pretty unusual.
And then we're opening Personal Shopper, which is a Kristen Stewart film directed by Olivier Assayas, who is a director that did Clouds of Sylmarie and Summer Hours, two really well-reviewed films. Again, it's a European director. It's a ghost story. It's a sleek, spoofy, seductive, and suspenseful ghost story. So Kristen Stewart plays this woman that can connect with the spirits of people that have passed on. Her brother has passed on, and she works as a spiritual medium to try to get to him. And the combination of the artist Kristen Stewart and the director create a really strong piece. It sounds a little flaky, but the reviews are just outstanding. For example, A.O. Scott in the New York Times said Kristen Stewart possesses an uncanny ability to turn her natural charisma into diffidence. You can't take your eyes off of her, even as she seems to be making every effort to deflect your attention and obscure her radiance to disappear on screen.
You know what? She is absolutely a great actress, but I've never seen her play anything really kind of happy. I would love to see her in something where she was just abundant with ebullience, you know?
Right, absolutely.
That would be great. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair sitting alongside the Executive Director and CEO of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And we have any special special screenings this time around?
Absolutely. So we do a series on Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock with the Korean Studies Program at the University of Michigan. So the Korean Cinema Now series continues with a free screening of Inside Men. It's an R-rated film that was produced in South Korea and features a really interesting Korean cast. It's about Korean politics and business conglomerates, all things that are very, very timely to the Korean political situation going on right now. So again, check that out. That's this Saturday at 1 o'clock. Admission is free. Now, every Monday, we're doing an ongoing series called Cinema Revolution.
Films to kind of help define the movies.
The independent genres in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and early O's. We've shown Breathless, which is this Joan Godard film that people really like. Fellini's Satyricon, which is this bizarre film by the Italian director Federico Fellini. And then this Monday we're playing Putney Swope, which is an American underground film that was directed by Robert Downey Jr.'s father, Robert Downey.
Obviously, senior.
Yeah, senior. it was made in 1969, the same year the Satyricon was going on. And it is similarly bizarre to Fellini's Satyricon. Again, very well reviewed. The difference is that Fellini was writing on the top of the Italian film industry at that particular point in time. Putney Swope is this very underground movie about an advertising firm's executive board who ends up hiring an African American to head the board. This all happened kind of by mistake from the point of view of what you would expect this board to do. The film is very elliptical, but it's a very compelling, in-your-face political underground drama that you got to go check out.
May not come as a surprise, but I read somewhere where Robert Downey Jr. says it is his favorite film of all time, and he watches it and invites friends over to watch it once a month.
Yeah, so, absolutely. Yeah. Well, anyway, you got to go check this out. It's part of our cinematic heritage, at least in the art house world. So that's going to be Monday at 7 o'clock. The series continues with Day for Night. Next week, A Woman Under the Influence, Harlan County, USA, concludes on May 29th with The Player. This is a series that I helped curate, and I'm very passionate about the series. So go check it out. Now, the Bath Mountain Film Festival World Tour comes to the Michigan Theater on Tuesday, April the 11th at 7 o'clock. This is one of the most popular things that we do all year. There's a festival that takes place in the Canadian Rockies. It's an annual gathering, and they have a film festival, and they take the best of the film festival on tour around the country. And fortunately, the Michigan Theater is one of those stops. So we're very excited to have this festival come in.
And that's next Tuesday.
That's next Tuesday. And, 1,000 people or so come.
That's amazing.
But we'll have seats available, so come on down and go check that out. Now, opening at the multiplexes are three films. All of them either have not tremendously stellar reviews or no reviews at all. The film that had no reviews at all is The Case for Christ, which is a faith-based film about a journalist that's taking his legal training or his professional training to debunk the claims of Christianity.
But, and he kind of approaches it as an atheist, right?
Correct. Yeah. And, he finds a different dynamic. Faye Dunaway plays a role in this film, which I was kind of surprised to see. But and there certainly is a market for these faith-based films. Mm-hmm. But Case for Christ opens on Friday. And then Going in Style, which is actually a remake of a 1979 comedy that starred George Burns, Art Carney, and Lee Strasberg, is about these old guys that rob a bank. And this version, which is coming out this Friday, stars Michael Caine, Alan Arkin,
Morgan Freeman.
And Morgan Freeman.
And, based on the cast alone, I'm in.
Yeah, exactly. Directed by Zach Bramph, who did Scrubs and is also a very good film director. Mm-hmm. So that could be fun. And the reviews are that it's a low-key pleasure, but it's great to hang out with these guys, so you can imagine. And then the animated film coming up this week is Smurfs, The Lost Village.
I didn't know Smurfs were still a thing.
That's right. Well, Manny Patinkin plays Papa Smurf, Rainn Wilson plays Gargamel, and Jack McBriar plays Clumsy Smurf. So it's got a pretty interesting voice cast.
I guess it's going to appeal to somebody.
For families.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. You've been listening to another edition of Cinema Chat. It's an exclusive presentation of the news department. You hear it only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.